Hey there, it's Liz Garcia again, and welcome to this week's episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on my podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com or my YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com. This is the place to discover what I call the foundational basics, essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. And I support this intention by putting into context, putting power and truth into context based on Dr. David R. Hawkins' map of consciousness. In today's episode, we're talking about how to let go of anger. And before I get into that topic, I want to let those of you who are new to this understand that if you haven't come across a map of consciousness yet, or the concept of letting go, you're going to probably want to start with what I call my foundational basics episodes, which lays the foundation for building on what I'm teaching here. So the first 10 episodes are super helpful in understanding what the heck am I talking about? What am I doing here? So today's episode is about how to let go of anger. And the reason I chose that, and just a little backstory on this, I'm an online marketing and search expert. So I do a lot of search research to see what the heck are people looking for. So when I created this podcast and lessons and inspirations come from, what do people really want to know? So here's some interesting statistics. The keyword phrase letting go gets 50,000 searches a month just on that phrase. And then there's iterations of that phrase, like letting go of a relationship, letting go of a job, letting go of whatever. There's tons of iterations of letting go that could add up to like hundreds of thousands of search a month. So I thought, hey, this is a good topic. The phrase letting go and letting God gets 40,000 searches a month. Because people are like, what the hell does that mean? And, you know, when I always heard someone, you know, people would say, let it go, let it go. I didn't even know what it meant. I'm like, oh, you know, it's like in my old days, before I understood consciousness, letting go would be like, oh, my reaction would be, oh, suppress how you feel, repress how you feel, don't express how you feel. That was my perception of letting go. I'm like, oh, okay. Not good to feel or be angry, so I guess I'll bury it again, which is not the case. How to let go, the actual, you know, how do you let go, which is my point of doing it, because you can mentalize it, and people say it all the time, oh, let go, but you know what, there's actually a mechanism for letting go that I'm going to teach you here today, but you can also see how to let go in general. In my episode 10, it was just about how to let go. And whereas today we're talking how to let go of anger. And the reason I chose this topic, because of all the things to let go of, like relationships, jobs, how you feel, whatever, anger was like number one on the list of things, you know, that people want to let go of. And there's like, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 searches a month on how to let go of anger. So I just wanted to share that. Now, before we get into the mechanism of letting go and how to let go of anger, I want to share Dr. Hawkins' book, which is where it came from originally. Dr. David R. Hawkins wrote this book. And Dr. Hawkins is a brilliant psychiatrist. He had one of the largest psychiatric practices in Manhattan at one point. And he's also an enlightened spiritual teacher, renowned enlightened spiritual teacher of consciousness and the pathway to enlightenment, which is huge. I mean, enlightenment is a radical pursuit, which if you are an advanced spiritual student, you'll understand this. I'm an unwitting advanced spiritual student because I came into enlightened states kind of unwittingly and on numerous like 24 occasions for extended periods of time, like weeks at a time, I'd be in these states like that go up and down like a roller coaster. Like I'd come into these high states that are not of this world, presence of divinity is not of this world. And then you come down, it's like a roller coaster. It's not fun at all, but this is how I came into interest in this topic. And when I came across Dr. Hawkins' teachings, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to help me come into understanding and balance, which it has. So Dr. Hawkins' book, Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender, teaches you about the mechanism of letting go. And I have to say that when I originally heard it, you know, the mechanism, you know, let, you know, the, what is it? The pathway of surrender. My lower mind was not going to have anything to do with surrender, right? I wasn't going to surrender anything to God. And it's just the lower mind and the narcissistic core of the ego that wants to control everything. I felt it within me when I first heard this or read it. I'm like, you know what, people, some people may have a feeling that they don't want to surrender. And I'm telling you, ignore the word, understand what it means. It simply means let go of the lower, remove the blocks to what you really want. So there's blocks in the way of the higher part of you that wants to express love and joy and creativity and playfulness and fun and good humor and everything you would want in a positively oriented, constructive, successful life. So anyway, you have an issues with surrender, that's a lower part of you saying, I'm not giving up anything to anybody. But if you're suffering, this is how you step into something that you let go of surrender and you have fun with life. So we're going to give you a little background into the science of the mechanism of letting go and the map. So the first thing you got to understand is that anger is built up within you over a lifetime of suppressing, repressing, escaping your feelings. And we'll start with that. So this is... So Dr. Hawkins, having been a psychiatrist, he knows his stuff and he's dealt with horrific mental illness. So, you know, dealing with anger is a layup. So we have three major ways of handling feelings. We suppress and repress them. We express them or we escape from them. So suppression and repression are the most common ways in which we push feelings down and put them aside. So in repression, this happens unconsciously. It just becomes like a pattern or a habit where unconsciously you were maybe made to feel as a child that being angry, you're gonna get disapproved of by adults and parents, that you, it becomes an unconscious thing, you just immediately repress it. So you're burying the feelings, they're not getting expressed the way they were meant to. I mean, we have these feelings so that we can express and communicate how we feel and get points across. And the ability to communicate how you feel kind of builds up that third chakra, the solar plexus, the power and sense of self within you to set boundaries, right? If someone makes you angry, you want to let them know, hey, what do you think? Who do you think you're talking to? You know, and most of us are told not to express anger by teachers, parents, whatever. Parents don't want to hear an angry kid, you know, if they're not fully conscious. Parents are just like, don't have the energy anymore to put up a fight. They're like, shut the hell up, stop being angry. Okay. Suppression happens consciously. So you're consciously aware that you're angry, and now you're going to bury it. Like, you know, like, and you don't realize you're doing it. It's just kind of a knee-jerk reaction that you built a pattern up around, which I for sure had. So I got to tell you, I always kind of prided myself on never getting angry. Like, oh, I never get angry. Little did I know, I was in denial of anger. And I was really good at suppressing and repressing it for a lifetime. Because I didn't know any better. So um, we don't want to be bothered by feelings. And besides, we don't know what else to do with them. So this is, we don't know what to do with feelings. Men and women alike, of course, none of us know what to do with feelings. I think men maybe have an easier time at anger. But still feelings, and men don't like to communicate feelings, especially if there's, you know, it's going to be conflict. It's like, I'm not going to do that. But it's detrimental to your life when you build up all of this anger, has an effect, anger that's buried in your energy field, essentially. I like to liken it as like a balloon that's ready to pop. And if you've ever experienced rage, that's the popping of the balloon. You're like, it's enough. I'm done. I'm freaking enraged. And I came to that point in my life where rage came out of my, I didn't even know it was there. But I came across the mechanism of letting go. And my intention is to let go of buried, suppressed, and repressed emotions. They started to come up. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even know they were there. So when we repress a feeling, it's because there's so much guilt and fear over the feeling that it's not even consciously felt at all. So we have, it's like spiritual guilt. It's like you're not being spiritual if you're being angry. You know, you're not being a good person if you're being angry. So that's the problem, essentially. And other ways that we handle feelings is expression, where you vent it, you verbalize it, you use it in body language and act out in endless group demonstrations. So what Dr. Hawkins has witnessed or understands, having been a psychiatrist and understanding consciousness, is that the expression of negative feelings allows just enough of the inner pressure to be let out so that the remainder can then be suppressed. So there's still stuff there. And he says, this is very important to understand. For many people in society today believe that expressing their feelings frees them from the feelings, when the facts are to the contrary. Expression of a feeling first tends to propagate that feeling and give her greater energy. So if you don't understand the mechanism of letting go, someone who's enraged all the time will continue to be enraged because they don't understand, you know, the expression feels good and it feels really good to project it out on somebody else and act it out and verbalize it and like, well, you know, it's the lower mind getting the juice of the ego, likes it, feels good, but it doesn't let go of the energy. The energy is still present. It's kind of like, if you ever listen to the law of attraction, it's like you're beating the drum of anger still and you're an attractor to it. So this level of energy, any type of level of consciousness is a magnet for that level if you give your attention to it, or you ignore it in your own consciousness. So that you're beating the drum of anger and you're a magnet for things to make you angry. So the solution to this is to learn how to let go of that anger as it comes up. And we're gonna look at that in just a minute. And then the other way is to let kind of deal with feelings is escapism. So you go to the movies, you watch too much television, you're constantly on your, you know, social media, you eat too much, you drink too much, you take drugs, whatever it is, that's your escape. Maybe you have a healthy escape and you are a marathon runner, right? But it's not dealing with the core problem, which is the suppressed and repressed anger, emotions, and feelings. So I wanted to read this portion of the book that's super interesting about the study, and it really helped me get what's going on. And a sign that you are angry would be that you have angry thoughts. If you don't think you're angry and you don't suppress and repress anger, but you have angry thoughts, That's like a clue that you're suppressing and repressing anger, and this is why. So there was a scientific theory, it's called the Gray LaViolette scientific theory, that integrates psychology and neurophysiology. Their research demonstrated that feeling tones organize thoughts and memory. So a feeling tone is suppressed and repressed anger. It has an energy, it's got a beating of the drum. The feeling tone of anger has its own beating of the drum that magnetizes things to you of the same energy. So these tones are what fuel angry thoughts. And that's how you know, okay, I'm angry. I have angry thoughts, even though you're not feeling it because you're used to burying them. The angry thoughts or the quality of those thoughts are kind of created from the energy of the feeling tones. So thoughts are filed in the memory bank according to the various shades of feelings. So anger is a shade of a feeling associated with those thoughts. Therefore, when we relinquish or let go of a feeling, we are freeing ourselves from all the associated thoughts. Huge. And I can attest to the truth of this. I have very little low-level thoughts anymore. Like, they're occasional. But I'm generally kind of, thoughts are kind of easygoing, neutral, constructive, positive-oriented, because I've learned the mechanism of letting go. Now, Dr. Hawkins, who was a, again, he knows his stuff. He's genius level psychiatric guy, genius level spiritual leader, advanced spiritual teacher of enlightenment, knows his stuff. And he likens the mechanism of letting go that he discovered in his practice and used in his practice to a rocket ship relative to everyday psychotherapy. He likens everyday talk therapy, psychotherapy, that to a horse and buggy versus the effectiveness of the mechanism of letting go to really kind of shift you in significant ways. And I assure you that shifts come to me like, boom, like, whoa. And Dr. Hawkins, kind of gives a visualization of it in that when you pull the plug, I know those of you that are listening can't see me, imagine like a pyramid of blocks. And when you pull the plug on, let's say, anger at the bottom of the pyramid, the whole thing collapses. So you feel this major shift, like, whoa, I just got rid of something. And what's really interesting is that when you do it, You forget that you everything that's associated with that pattern of thought or behavior disappears out of your awareness because it's gone. And then, like recently, I noticed something that's not in my awareness anymore. I'm like, whoa, I'm just realizing it's been gone for a while. Like, holy crow, look at that. So another really significant aspect of letting go is if you understand the map of consciousness, which you may or may not come into awareness of this yet, but science, that's, you know, true science that really is speaking the truth about, you know, whatever it is that's being presented, calibrates at 450 to 460 on the map of consciousness. So it's huge, it's helpful, it's true, it's powerful. Science is powerful. Science is not powerful when it's used by lower mind, though, because it becomes distorted and self-serving. But there's more than enough science in this world that is true and powerful that helps us evolve scientifically and technologically. However, science is not the ultimate truth at all. And, 98% of the planet thinks science is the ultimate truth when, in fact, it's not. There's far greater truths to be understood on the map of consciousness at 500 and above, which becomes the non-linear spiritual domain. And the non-linear spiritual domain is of a much higher truth and understanding than science. So what's interesting about the mechanism of letting go is that it calibrates, I think it's at 660 on the map, which is beyond science and it's beyond the mind to grasp if you're unwilling to let go of the linear land of science. This is now into a much more powerful non-linear domain, which is why it's a rocket ship, right? I think psychiatry and psychotherapy is like in the 450s, I'm pretty sure, which is effective for sure. It's helpful and effective and powerful to get that type of help. But when you look at that relative to the mechanism of letting go, which is, I think, 660, let's just call it 600 because I know it's in the 600s. 10 to the 600th power versus 10 to the 450th power is light years or a rocket ship away in power than traditional psychotherapy. That's kind of a way to look at it, right? It's huge. And as a practitioner, you know, a self-help, I'm a self-practitioner of the mechanism of letting go. It's been huge for me in raising my level of consciousness quickly and letting go of old patterns that don't serve me. So let's talk about anger and the level of consciousness, which is on the map. It has its own level of consciousness, is on the map of consciousness at 150 on the map of consciousness. Is the level of anger, hate, aggression, antagonism, vengefulness. It's a super low level of consciousness that you don't want to hold on to. It affects your body for sure. Any low level of feelings that you haven't let go of starts to beat the drum of disharmony in the cells of the body. This is how you get disease. And thoughts manifest, you know, thoughts and false beliefs put off this vibe in the body that isn't true. So it creates disease on the organs of the body, whatever the topics may be. And if you ever read Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, she's got this great encyclopedia of what thoughts and beliefs kind of create disease in different parts of the body. Super interesting to understand and super helpful to use her affirmations for letting go of stuff that affects the liver, for as an example, that affects the thyroid or the any type of physical ailment has a underlying belief or feeling tone that contributes to problems in the body. So it makes sense to understand how to let go of anger. So I like to describe what are the energy levels around anger. So anger is at 150, the level of consciousness below that is the level of consciousness known as desire at 125, which is the land of cravingness. Like it's wanting, you want, you want, you want, but you're not getting it. You're constantly disappointed, which, and it's denying. You never get, you're always denied what you want because you're living in this land of desire, which is of lower consciousness that can't manifest what you want because it doesn't hold any truth. Because you're constantly disappointed. It's like, what are you disappointed for? You have the power within you to get what you want. You just don't know how to do it. So anger is coming, is actually more power and being angry. When you kind of let go, you're like, you're done. I'm not getting what I want. I'm getting kind of angry about it. You get angry and resentful and scornful. And that's a good sign that you're getting more power by becoming angry. Same if you were in anxiety and fear. If you're coming out of anxiety and fear and now you're wanting something again, it's a sign that you're raising your level of consciousness to the next level. You're still in the land of destruction, but it's good to know that you're starting to feel like, you know, anger feels good. So you feel like you have more power, which you do. But you still don't have the power necessary to solve the problem and let go and come into something that you do want. So I never thought I had I didn't think I was angry until rage started to show up and I started to do the mechanism of letting go. And things would trigger rage. And I'm like, holy crap, I got rage, significant rage going on me. And I had to express it. But I knew that from the letting go mechanism that I couldn't express it on somebody and like throw up all over somebody and project my anger onto somebody else, because it's going to hurt someone else's feelings for one thing, and it's going to not go away. It's going to keep coming back. So I'm going to read The Mechanism of Letting Go and just kind of share my experience of it, because it takes practice. And I never thought I was doing it right until I felt the shift. So I'm like, I am okay. I'm doing it okay. I'm getting there. It's working. So it takes practice and understanding. And I'm going to just kind of read it right from the book so that you can hear it from the horse's mouth. So there's a few stages, especially when you're beginning. It involves being aware of a feeling. So the first feeling, so you've got anger coming up, because we're talking about anger. Let's talk about anger. You feel anger coming up and you're aware of it or not. But the first feeling that you're feeling is the resistance to the anger. That could be the first feeling. You're like, oh, I can't be angry. That's not spiritual. My parents told me not to get angry. You know, all these little, you know, memories are coming up because you're used to suppressing and repressing it. So you've got to pay attention to the resistance to the feeling of the anger first. Notice that's there. That's likely the first step. This is new to you. And if you're running a lot of anger. So you got to let that first feeling the first feeling is anger. The second feeling is the resistance to the anger. You got to let go of that. So letting go, the mechanism of letting go, how do you do it? It's more than a mentalization, requires that you stay with it and feel it. Like, you just got to allow the feeling to be there and not mentalize and judge it, right? You got to just be willing to be with it. And that's kind of like an important step I take. I'm like, okay, I recognize this is here. And I'm willing to be with it and allow the energy of it to kind of express itself out. So imagine, I like to use the metaphor of a balloon that's got way too much air in it. But you don't want to pop the balloon because you want to use it for the birthday party, but it's way too tight. You got to let the air out. So just imagine you're holding a balloon, and that balloon is the feeling of resistance and denying yourself the anger. There's resistance to anger. So you're like, okay, I'm going to just feel it out. And I'm going to let the air out of the balloon of resistance. You're not going to speak it out loud. You're not going to label it. And I'm going to read this, because this is what we do. We mentalize. That's the first step. Let go of the resistance to the feeling and let it run its course. And you'll feel it run its course. So this is really important. You want to let it run its course without wanting to make it different. Like, don't try to suppress it and repress it again or do anything about it, period. You got to allow it to be there. And I typically do this on my own, and it I'm alone a fair amount, so stuff can come up and I can deal with it on my own. But if you're with somebody, you may want to like excuse yourself, go into another room and allow the feeling to come up without expressing it all over somebody else as best you can. Or if you're in a meeting at work and this anger is coming up and then the resistance, there's no reason why you can't sit through that meeting and to yourself say, I'm willing to let go of this resistance. And you'll feel the energy of your willingness to help get you through it, because then there'll be a lighter feeling. And that's how you know you've let it go, because you're willing to be with it. You think it out, you think it to yourself, or you say it out loud if you're alone. You're like, I'm willing to let go of this right now. So I'm going to say this several times, so it's good to hear it. I'm going to say it right out of the book. It means simply to let the feeling be there and to focus on letting out the energy behind it. That's kind of like using the metaphor of the balloon, like, okay, I'm not willing to bury this resistance anymore. I'm willing to let it out. So I'm going to sit here, as uncomfortable as the resistance may be, and just allow the energy of it out. So the first step is to allow yourself to have the feeling without resisting it, venting it, fearing it, or condemning it, or moralizing about it. That's that stuff we were taught as a kid, like, oh, it's not good, you know, I'm a bad girl for feeling guilty, shameful, angry, whatever your feelings are. You don't want to moralize about it. Allow it to, it's part of the process. The energy is there for you to moralize it, but let that energy go. Let the venting energy go. Like, whoa. And I have to say, when rage comes up, it's a challenge to not vent, and I'll talk about that in a second. So it also means to drop judgment and see that it is just a feeling. And something may have triggered it that you want to blame the other for, the event, the person, the circumstance, whatever. But you got to realize that has nothing to do with the energy that's been repressed within you. It's just there because you're a magnet for anger. You're a magnet for situations that are going to bring you more anger that you can suppress and repress. So you got to pay attention. You're like, okay, I'm just inviting the reaction to the anger is just showing me that my intention to let go of anger is working, because I'm getting triggered now. I'm being shown that there's anger within me that I need to let go of. So, you gotta realize it's just a feeling. It has no meaning, period, because it was likely created as a child and it's been residing within you and building within you ever since. It has nothing to do with the present moment, except for that it's showing you at the present moment, hey, you intend to, what you're intending to let go of anger right now. Life is presenting you the opportunity to do it. Like, okay, let's see how much you want to let go of anger, because here it is. So the technique is to be with the feeling and surrender all efforts to modify it in any way. Let go of wanting to resist the feeling. It is resistance that keeps the feeling going, because we're patterned or we're trained to resist our feelings because we don't want to face them. We're afraid of them. They're uncomfortable. We start telling ourselves that we're bad people. We moralize and judge ourselves and make ourselves feel worse. When in reality, it has no meaning, period. It's just there. It's just energy that needs to be expressed so that you can feel lighter in all areas of your life. When you give up resisting or trying to modify the feeling, it will shift to the next feeling and be accompanied by a lighter sensation. So this is where it's good to understand the map so that you don't judge yourself for having whatever the feeling is. If you're fearful, if you're apathetic, if you're disappointed, if you're resentful, if you're bitter, look at the map. Like, you can buy the map and you can get Dr. Hawkins' book. This book has the map in it, Letting Go. Has the map in it. And this other book I highly recommend. It's kind of like it's a new version of the Map of Consciousness Explained. It's a little easier to understand and grasp than his original book, Power versus Force. So that's a good thing to have. But I keep the Map of Consciousness handy so that when I have a feeling, I can refer to the map and I can say, okay, this is where I'm on at the map. And if I can let go of this feeling, let's say it's disappointment. If I let go of disappointment and now I feel anger, that's actually progress, because I'm going up the map. I have a little more power within me. And now I can accept that, okay, all right, I'm angry. That's good. But now I got to address the anger. And I really felt this. I had a few episodes of rage that I've gone through. That was a total shocker to me. I didn't know it was within me this much rage. But I let go a significant amount of rage. And then I found myself in righteous pride area, which is above anger. It's still a lower consciousness, but when I recognized it, I was willing to accept, oh, I just made progress. I'm feeling righteous pride. I'm okay with that right now because I've shifted the energy and let go of the lower energy of the anger. And then eventually I let go of the righteous pride as well because I know it's of lower consciousness and it's not my intention to suffer anymore. And I knew I had to get rid of it. So here's what, I'm just going to read a little bit more. A feeling that is not resisted will disappear as the energy behind it dissipates. And I have to, you know, I have an episode where I talk about letting go of depression. And I'm not chronically depressed, but sometimes I get depressed where it feels like I am chronically depressed. And I'm like, oh my God, my life is over. That dramatic. I'm like, oh my God, I'm never going to be happy again because I'm in this deep depression. And I'm like, hold on. I have the mechanism of letting go. And I'm willing to sit through the discomfort of depression right now and whatever it takes. Within 10 minutes, it was gone. I'm like, holy crap. That's huge. Because I didn't think I was going to get anything done that day. So it's a super powerful technique to learn, and you can do it on the fly anywhere. I do it in the car. I can do it shopping. Whenever something comes up, you can pretty much do it. You can do it among people. When you feel yourself resisting, you're like, oh, okay, I can let this go. And eventually, things to resist will stop showing up because you've let them go. And you're feeling inner peace and neutral about stuff and relatively content and happy. That's how you know things are getting better. And people will respond to you differently as well, by the way. When you learn how to let go of whatever type of anger, you know, people are, they're not conscious, but if you've got a lot of anger running within you, we know it. We're all intuitive. We know, you know, a gray cloud when you see it, you know, Susie Sunshine when you see her. We all can recognize the patterns in consciousness. Whether you think you can or not, those are simple examples. You know who Susie Sunshine is. My favorite example is Reese Witherspoon in the movie Legally Blonde. I mean, she's the ultimate Susie Sunshine. Did a whole episode on her. Versus Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh or Pigpen from Charlie Brown. Totally different energy fields. You know, Eeyore is the eternal victim. Nothing goes his way. Poor thing. For me, he's so completely helpless. Victim is Eeyore. Okay, so here's a little bit more of the book. As you begin the process, you will notice that you have fear and guilt over having feelings. I mean, if you're brought up Catholic, you got fear and guilt over everything or many things. So there will be resistance to feelings in general because you don't want to feel, you got to let go of the guilt and the fear. Too. There's more feelings that you got to let go of and not be afraid of them. This is where courage, right? And willingness. That's why I say to myself, willingness is 310 on the map of consciousness, or stepping into courage is 200 on the map of consciousness. Both of these kind of acknowledgments is an attractor for that energy field to help move the energy out quicker. So I always like to bring in willingness. Understanding is also high, you know, understandings in the 400s. You can, and we'll talk about affirmations in a minute and how I use the higher levels of consciousness and the power within them to speak affirmations to help me get through this stuff. So as you begin the process, okay, you have fear and guilt over having feelings, there will be resistance to feelings in general. To let feelings come up, it is easier to let go of the reaction to having the feelings in the first place. I'm repeating myself because it needs repeating. You got to hear it. You got to let go of the reaction. What's that first reaction? Especially when you're beginning, this is all new to you. There'll be a reaction of guilt and shame for having the feeling in the first place. You got to let go of that. A fear of fear itself is a prime example of this. Let go of the fear or guilt that you have about the feeling first, and then get into the feeling itself. When letting go, you got to ignore all thoughts, because you've got these, like I said at the beginning, there's these energies within you that feed the thoughts. So it's like, you know, the chicken and the egg. When you let go of the feelings, the thoughts will dissipate. So it's the feelings that matter, not the thoughts. But the thoughts, the negative thoughts, the angry thoughts, the racial thoughts are a good indication that this stuff is trapped in your energy field and or needs to be released somehow. So Hawkins is a big fan of letting go of thoughts because they're endless and self-reinforcing. And they only breed more thoughts. So I promise you, when you let go of the feelings, take the time to be with the feelings. It takes minutes to let go of a feeling, if that, as quickly as 10 minutes for depression, as an example. And the more you do it, the faster it releases and the faster the relief comes, I promise. Thoughts are merely rationalizations of the mind to try and explain the presence of the feeling. The real reason for the feeling is the accumulated pressure behind the feeling that is forcing it to come up in the moment. Right? These are accumulated, repressed, and repressed. This is how you know you've been repressing and suppressing stuff forever and denying that they exist. Your thoughts or external events are only an excuse made up by the mind, because the mind wants to point and blame someone or something for making you angry or fearful, whatever it is. You want to blame something else outside of you, when in fact it's inside of you, magnetized to you to show you what's going on inside of you. So as we become more familiar with letting go, it will be noticed that all negative feelings are associated with our basic fear related to survival, and that all feelings are merely survival programs the mind believes are necessary. So the letting go technique undoes the programs progressively. And through that process, the underlying motive behind the feelings becomes more and more apparent. So here's the surrender word. So to be surrendered means to have no strong emotion about a thing. It's okay if it happens. It's okay if it doesn't happen. This is really the land of neutral, which is powerful at 250 on the map of consciousness versus anger at 150 on the map, which is downward pulling and destructive. Neutral is positively oriented and constructive and can help you move through all of this stuff quickly. So that's today's episode on the mechanism of letting go and how to let go of anger. And I did want to share with you that I had serious episodes of rage come out within me. And in one of them, I was alone in my house and I felt so enraged I had to break something. And I was slamming the cupboard's doors. I smashed a pair of scissors into the ground and I scared the bejesus out of my little dogs because I was so enraged. And I realized I got to get out of the house and not do this in front of the dogs because I was scaring them, likely, because they, you know, I was loud and destructive. So I went outside, I got in my car and I drove, which maybe wasn't a good idea, but I vented. But there was so much energy behind it. I felt I had to vent just to get it out, but also with the awareness that I was willing to let go of the rage and the venting, no matter, you know, because even though it felt good, I also understood I wanted to get rid of it because it doesn't serve my intention for a better life. So I had a couple of other rageful events that was triggered by my dad. And my dad is like at another level helping me out in a big way to show me that I have rage. He And I'm not blaming him, but there were triggers within me that triggered the rage from something that was coming from him. And I started to get enraged in front of him. And I'm like, all right, I got to leave now because I'm ready. I'm going to hurt my dad if I don't get out of here. So you really got to come into self-awareness. If you have it within you to want to hurt someone, which I could feel it was within me, but I wouldn't do it. I had the awareness not to do it. I had the awareness to get the hell out of the house before I hurt somebody. Scared the dogs again, because there was a lot of yelling and anger and rage coming up. I had to leave. And then I felt it. And after these, I had two episodes of rage with my dad. And then after that, they were gone. And I understand at a high level, my dad was there to be the conduit for me. You know, at another level, he's like, I'm going to help you get this out because you need to. And then we both got outraged, but I had to leave because I was going to get hurtful and want to say mean, rotten things. So you got to become self-aware when the rage shows up and allow yourself the venting if the energy is there, but leave the room. Go somewhere else. Do what you got to do. Vent, and then come into the awareness and the willingness to say out loud, okay, I understand I feel better now, but I'm willing to let go of all of it so it doesn't come up again. So I talk about affirmations to help you get through anger. And when you understand the map of consciousness, and again, it's a good idea to get one of the books. All of the Dr. Hawkins books has the map in it. There's no missing it. Get to know the map. Instead of using positive affirmations like I am happy, which is not easy to do when you're angry and rageful and righteous, right? The energy isn't there. It's not a match to say I am happy. Or willing, right? So you can't say I am something you're not when you're clearly in the energy field of anger, rage, righteous pride, bitterness, resentment, whatever it is. However, what you can do is use the higher levels of consciousness like willingness, which is 310 on the map of consciousness, super high, 10 to the 310th power, superpower, power play, I call it, acceptance, using the word, I'm willing to accept, right? Acceptance is 350 on the map. Understanding is in the 400s on the map. So use whatever feels good and start with something as simple as, I understand I have anger within me and I'm willing to let it go right now. Right there is a statement in higher consciousness and an alignment and intention to align with higher consciousness to help you let go of the lower, the anger within you, is a great place to start. And it's easy to do. It helps to, you've got to unravel that anger, you know, slowly but surely it'll unravel. This is an easier way to go about it as opposed to trying to force it by saying, I'm happy with that tone. You're not, right? That's force. Force is negatively oriented, hence power versus force. Power is 200 and above, force is below 200. Force is not going to get you where you're going to go, period. There's no gas in the tank, so to speak, to get yourself out of anger by forcing it out of you. And I highly recommend you add a little ease and grace while you're letting this go. Wouldn't recommend trying to force anger out of you and letting go of anger, because it's kind of self-destructive. You know, you're going to hurt yourself by doing that. And you can invite in self-destructive, hurtful, guilt-ridden experiences like a car wreck. That's not what you really want. You want that anger to be, use the power of I'm willing to accept and understand it's helpful to let go of anger and accept that I have it within me. And I'm so grateful for the ease and grace of letting go of anger right now. That's it. I'm grateful. That's a huge power play too, using gratitude. Or I'm thankful and I appreciate. Use whatever word feels best to you. I appreciate the that I appreciate the presence of higher consciousness. That's a little mouthful, but I appreciate the ease and grace of letting go of anger. I understand I need to let it go if I want to be happier. I'm willing to sit through it. I'm willing to be with anger and allow the energy out. I say these things out loud because I'm just like being present with what's present. So I hope this week's dose of higher consciousness on how to let go of anger is helpful. And I do my best to share, you know, the letting go technique and how effective it's been in my life in significant ways. And Dr. Hawkins will share it in the book. There's a lot of people don't totally get the book, but it's what I would recommend is do your best to read, you know, follow the instructions and the mechanism of letting go. There's a whole chapter on it in chapter 2. And then I love to use books as oracles where you're like, what do I need to know today? Pick up the book and just go, boom, open up to a page. And typically what you need to know today is right there, especially if your intention to align with this is there. I get what I ask for all the time, and this, I always get the answer because I know it's there. I'm a match. I'm a vibrational match to whatever is opening up right now. So just a little good to know. All right. That's it for today. Again, this is Liz Garcia, your happy host, interpreter of truth for your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'm also the founder of the Mind, Body, Spirit Network. And we have all kinds of online courses from renowned spiritual teachers of higher consciousness that'll help you with the letting go and learning how to surrender process. Top of mind is Michael Singer, who wrote The Untethered Soul. He's got a course in learning how to surrender. And Eckhart Tolle always has some great courses on being in the present moment and surrendering and letting go. So there's a lot of great courses out there you can take, and you can find them at the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com among many other consciously curated pieces of content that I create and find from others that are going to help you shift into higher levels of consciousness. All right, next week is our 101 Ways to Inner Peace. And the week after that will be our weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. And then the week after that, we're going to talk about a book called The Soul's Gift, written by Robert Swartz. That's a great one when coming into acceptance. I'll see you then, and thank you for joining me.
Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.